we enter a new era.
Couldn't stop him. He keeps going forward.
History.
And I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Happens here.
Isn't it nice to win?
Here. Nice to win.
This is News Talk 97.3. The Sky. The Sky.
Right now, I've got a special guest in the studio, author of a brand new book, and this is his first book. His name is Kane Davis, and the book is Black Leaders No More. Good morning, Kane. How you doing?
Good morning. Glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
I had the pleasure of meeting you too many years ago. It's been a while. And I know that you have been active in politics and you're a conservative man and a man of color. What was the impetus to write this book, Black Leaders No More?
Simply because leadership matters. No matter whether you have a family or you're running a major corporation, the leadership matters. And if you look at the leadership results, the outcomes that have been produced by black leaders, it's horrible. Whether you look at economic, social, any measure you want to look at, blacks are either at the very bottom or near the bottom. And that's a direct reflection of leadership.
Well, yeah. I mean, the issues that folks in the black community are dealing with are not new.
They've
been around for a long time, and many of them keep voting for the same party that if they don't have a solution, you got to try something different. In this last election, we've probably seen the most movement we may have ever seen of blacks and Hispanics voting for Republican.
Yes, and I think a part of what this book does is kind of put the dots together, which I think a lot of people are not aware of. And I think a lot of particularly black males are putting these dots together and saying, this is not working for me. It's not working for my family. And it's not working for my country.
Well, and we know that the mainstream media has had a great influence on people. And if that's the only place where you're getting your information and news, it's understandable why half the country thinks the way they do. You have an acronym you use in your book. It's called BLMD. And sometimes you're referring to a cult. But what does the BLMD stand for?
The BLMD stands for Black Leaders, Liberals, the Media, and the Democratic Party. I think combined, this cabal is not only destroying the black community, but they are destroying our country. And it makes no sense that so many of us are standing by allowing them to do this. Our children and grandchildren, they simply do not have the opportunities I have. I'm 66 years old. My grandson in this country on this path would not have the same opportunities as a guy who was born when we didn't have these civil rights laws.
I know. It really is crazy when you think of it in those terms, and how else can you look at it? So I know in the book your early influences obviously were your father. So was your father a conservative? So you have these principles and ideals, and you give him a lot of credit there. I'm just wondering what it was like to be a black man with all these conservative ideas and then even, becoming a Republican.
I think like so many fathers, particularly black fathers, during my time, they just believed in working. They believed that if they didn't earn it, they don't deserve it. And they believed in taking care of their families, being prideful of their families. You look historically, the numbers that relates to fathers in the household for black families, it was much higher than it is today. But yet we're much more educated. We have all of these black leaders in positions of power. We've had a black president, a black vice president. The Congress is full of black elected officials. And every area, our success appears to be going down and in the wrong direction.
Well, yeah, and I think from a cultural perspective, because we try to fix these things using government, using education, we try to fix them, throw money at it. But at the end of the day, it is a cultural issue, I think. See if you agree. You spoke about your father, what an influence he was. What is going on with so many black kids growing up without a real father figure?
Well, I think that is part, and this is what I talk about in the book. We do not connect the dots. I think this cabal, the BLMD, they figured out a long time ago, if we can separate the family, and it's not just black families they are doing this to, the the problems within the black community is much greater, but it's happening throughout America. If they could separate the family, if they could basically dilute the role of what a father is, if they could dilute the role of a mother, like if you look particularly and you think, name a black female leader who you would equate to somebody like a Coretta Scott King or Rosa Williams, or Rosa Parks.
Condoleezza Rice.
Condoleezza Rice. Those individuals, they are people of dignity. When I think of most black female leaders today, I think of people like Maxine Waters. I think of people who have really embarrassed this country, have not done anything for this country, and certainly have not done anything for the black community. You look at their initiatives, the things they do, this whole invasion of illegal aliens. That is not new. And we watch black citizens beg black leaders to do something about it, and they were ignored. And in my book, I talk about how black representatives, they don't represent black people. They represent the LGBT community. They represent the abortionists. They represent the illegal aliens. I mean, they really have represented everybody but black people, and that's why the interests of black people is not being addressed. There's nobody representing them.
It is shameful to know that, you know, the poverty rate was about 15%, and then LBJ came out with these programs and all that, and we still have a poverty rate that's about 15%, but as you mentioned, but the American family is falling apart, and we saw it first and more obvious, I think, in black communities. So that kind of, I guess, serves as a litmus test where the Democrats can go, yep, tearing apart the family kind of keeps everybody under government control to some extent. And, you know, they're not chains, but if you're counting on that government check every month, it might as well be.
Yes. And that is exactly what's happened. It's like a drug. They get you hooked, and then you have to listen to them. And when they are, like now, Trump is in office. So what happens? All they want to do is fight. Now, a good leader would say, you know what? Trump is in office. We need to be sitting down with the new president trying to see if we could help the people we represent. But what they are choosing to do is fight. And fighting is not going to produce any positive results for not just black people, but American citizens. And that's the problem with our black leadership and this whole cabal.
Well, back to the old days of JFK and his philosophies about less taxes and the economy growing, and that it's like a rising tide. It lifts all ships. So we are all in this together in many ways. But one of the things I find interesting is it looks like maybe finally some parts in Chicago, you have some people that I think always would have voted Democrat are waking up to the issues. The illegal immigration, I think, has woken a lot of them up. And I've heard many of them speaking out now. Do you think we're seeing the beginning of a sea change, if you will, where, you know, you're not going to be called names for being a conservative or supporting a Republican?
I think it's temporary unless we decide to organize. And when I say we, I'm talking about all Americans who believe that we need to do something differently.
Well, I love what you're talking about, and you experienced it firsthand, and you wrote about it. Black Leaders No More, the New Black American Mindset, where accountability and self-reliance equal success. Author Kane Davis, thanks for being with us. What is the best and easiest way for people to get a hold of your book?
KaneDavis.com, and the book we're going to release in Black History Month. But KaneDavis.com, I actually just got on X a few days ago, so you can help me out there. It's at Davis Kane 1502.
1502. All right. And thanks again. It's good to see you. It's been a while.
Thank you.